There is a story of a young man who became who wanted to become a monk. That was during the first year of enlightenment of the Buddha. That young man was belonged to a very rich family and has experienced all kind of sensual pleasures, but he had enough of it and he wanted to search for a spiritual path. So it happened that he found the Buddha living in the deer park with a number of monks. So he was impressed, and he asked to be ordained as a monk. And his father was looking for him several days. And after having found him living with the Buddha, he came. And the Buddha told him that that the path that his son has taken is a very beautiful path, and the father of that young man also was also impressed by the Buddha, so he asked for some practice as a lay person. And the Buddha proposed to him the practice of the five mindfulness trainings. So the Buddha has given many Dhamma talks on the five mindfulness trainings. And each time there are new elements in the teaching. And Buddhists have been practicing the five mindfulness trainings for 2,600 years. Plum Village have rewarded the five mindfulness trainings in such a way that people can understand better and deeper. The five trainings in Plum Village are presented in the form of mindfulness practice. No one imposed on us the five trainings, but because we are enlightened by experiencing suffering, that is why we make the decision to practice the five trainings in order to reduce the suffering in us and in the world. So the five trainings have become a kind of spiritual path for so many people, monastic and like and lay. It depends on your practice that the five trainings are deep or less deep. If you practice the five trainings very deeply, you become a bodhisattva. A bodhisattva is an enlightened being, and his or her life can help so many people to suffer less. The bodhisattva can be monastic or lay. So the five trainings are wonderful. And after having received the five trainings, you continue to learn more about it. And with your sangha, with your community, and with the Dhamma discussion, sharing, you find new ways in order to apply the trainings in your life, in the life of your society, so that there will be less violence and anger and fear. So that people can cultivate more compassion and understanding. And if you practice the five trainings, you will find that you have a spiritual path, and that is a good path. It's a great happiness to know that we have a path to go. And we shall be protected by the five trainings. We know where to go if we practice the five trainings. And we are no longer fearful because we know we have a path to go. And you can say that the five mindfulness trainings is a very concrete way to practice love. The first training is to practice protecting life, human life and life of other species. And you have to learn to make effort in order to protect life together with other people in your community, in your society. Find ways to protect life. That is the practice of Bodhisattva. The second training is practicing generosity. You see that so many people suffer, that is why you want to be generous. You share your time, your talent, and your material resources with people who are in need. And what you say, what you do, what you share can help them release their suffering. And generosity is a bodhisattva practice. You are generous in your way of thinking, in your way of speaking, in your way of acting, in your way of sharing. This is also a very deep bodhisattva practice. The more generous you are, the happier you are. And the third training is to practice protecting people from sexual abuse and misconduct. Because so many families and couples are destroyed, have been destroyed by the practice of social sexual misbehavior. So to make a vow to protect couples and children and individuals from sexual abuse, from sexual misconduct, is a big vow. It's a big practice, because so many children, so many young men and women, so many couples suffer because they don't know. They don't know how to practice this mindful training. And the fourth mindfulness training is to learn how to practice compassionate listening and loving speech in order to help people to suffer less, to help remove their wrong perceptions, their unskillfulness. And this is also a very wonderful practice. The practice of the fourth mindfulness training can restore communication between a couple, between father and son, mother and daughter, nation and nation, and helping remove wrong perceptions and hate and fear. We can uproot terrorism also with the practice of the fourth mindfulness training. And with that practice, you can stop wars, you can stop terrorism. So we hope that politicians and others will learn to practice that. And the fifth mindfulness training is about how to consume so that the earth will have a future, that our children will have a future. Global warming, the destruction of the ecosystem, all these kind of danger can be avoided by the practice of mindful consumption. You consume only the things that make your body healthy, your mind healthy, and your family healthy, your nation healthy, the earth healthy. And that is very important. And we can practice together. So it's very clear that the five mindfulness training is a beautiful path, a path of a great being, Bodhisattva, Mahasattva. And in Plumlish, the five trainings are presented in a very concrete way. That is the true concrete, the most concrete ways of practicing mindfulness. And in other traditions, if you look deeply, you can see the seeds are the equivalent of the five trainings also, like in Judaism, Islam, Christianity. So when you receive the trainings and you practice them, you become more faithful to your own tradition. You don't betray your own tradition, because your tradition, your own tradition, like Judaism, Christianity, also teach love, and the five mindfulness things is all about love, how to love, great love. So for one person who take the five mindfulness trainings, she has a great opportunity to become a great person, a Bodhisattva, can help so many people. But in order for the five mindfulness trainings to be deeper and deeper, we have to recite them every 2 weeks. We have to organize a Dharma discussion in order to understand better and to find ways to apply them into our daily life and the life of our society. We should practice the five trainings together, as a family, as a community, as a nation. And we can help that to happen. We don't need to be perfect, because that is a training. It's like playing tennis. We cannot play begin by playing well right away. You have to learn for many weeks in order to play well. So if you make mistakes in the practice of mindful training, you don't feel bad. You promise that you'll do better. So we need not be perfect. Because if we know that every day we make a little bit of progress on the path of mindful training, that is good enough. I suppose concerning the fourth training on loving speech and deep listening, if yesterday I said something unkind, that's not in the line of the fourth mindfulness training. But today I realized that. I feel that I can do better. I promise that I will never say a thing like that again. I don't have to feel guilty. I make the vow to say something different, more loving, more forgiving. And I say it, and suddenly what I said yesterday was erased by what I say today. So I don't have to feel guilty at all. So I think young people of 13, 14 can already begin to learn and to practice the five mind disciplines, they can become young bodhisattvas. Okay. This is a good question.